And welcome to today's Lely Radio Sports Page on KNIA KRLS. I'm Andrew Schneider. This year, we had Winterham interns join us as part of their work-based learning experience to kick off the winter semester. Joining us now is Julia Schmaltz, as she featured track and field state champion Meredith Van Wyk.
Behind the successful run of championship racing at Eagle Lane is an athlete who has grown into one of the best sprinters in Iowa.
Your defending champion. She also won four events in 24. The Drake Relay Sprint Medley Relay champion as well from Pella Christian, Meredith Van Wyk.
Meredith Van Wyk is an eight-time individual state champion who has swept all of her races the last two seasons at Drake Stadium.
It's Meredith Van Wyk, Pella Christian in lane five, the defending champion. Van Wyk and Voss and Evans. Meredith Van Wyk in 24.87, 25.04 for her teammate Bailey Voss.
But like with all decorated athletes, Meredith's race to success starts with more humble beginnings.
Sports has always been a little bit of my life. I played soccer for a long time in elementary school, and then I did some little league. And my freshman year of high school, I also ran cross country and played softball. And that got a little bit busy for me, and I just found a little bit more joy running track and focusing in on those kinds of things. So I decided to just run track and work out for that. But those other things definitely poured into who I am as an athlete and a love for sports.
Even as Van Wyk grew to love athletics, the road to state track was far from smooth.
So when I was in seventh grade was the first year I ran track, and I actually really hated it. And I have a vivid memory of a conversation that I had with my dad, just telling him how badly I wanted to quit because I just felt a lot of pressure finding out that this was one of my skills. And after winning many races, I was just feeling a lot of pressure. So I wanted to stop running track, and I kind of came to a revelation of, like, this is a gift that the Lord has given you, and you can choose to stop running, or you can choose to further his kingdom in this way with this gift that he's given you, and just kind of put it in the Lord's hands and let him do what he wants with it. And so that's how I've tried to think about running, and that's where all the prosperity has come from, truly. And so after I decided to keep running, I just kept working hard. I was like, okay, got to further for this gift, make it the best I can. And so that's pretty much been my mindset.
Working hard is exactly what Meredith has done, and she continues to do so as she prepares for the upcoming season.
I lift in the off season. It's about 4 days a week, and I've been running 3 or 4 days a week in the fall, at least. And now with the Iowa weather, it's been a little bit harder, but yeah, it's important to me to just stay active, not only to prepare for the track season, but also just because I enjoy it and I love to keep moving my body even when it's not in season.
As Meredith's foundation in faith helped her grow her love for the sport, another motivation has been vital to developing her running career.
My teammates, for sure, they motivate me to just get out on the track and move my body. And along with that, just not to be too hard on myself and remember that I'm more than a runner. And more than a teammate, and that I'm still a person with my life, and while track is important to me, it's not everything, but they definitely motivate me to be a better runner and better person, which is why I value them so much. And not only my teammates, but also people like my coaches and people who are just involved in the weight room and all the other kind of activities, and just people who keep me accountable. I really value that.
And the positive feelings are mutual between teammates, as fellow state champion Maisie Minders believes that Van Wyk's energy is infectious.
She's just like a very joyful spirit, and like everyone goes to her if like they need comfort before a race or after a race, and like they always come to her during hard workouts just to like hear some encouragement. And so I feel like her part on a team, like she just is like our comforter, and she's kind of like the mom of the team. Like she takes care of us, and like even like physically, like if we get injured, she'll like help us, but emotionally she'll like help us feel better if something bad happens.
Pella Christian running Voss in 4, Van Wyk in 5.
According to teammate and multiple-time state champion Bailey Voss, even in the midst of competition, Meredith's integrity never wavers.
that's what I appreciate most about Meredith, is she's so centered in her faith. Like, I truly envy her faith and her relationship with Christ. You can just tell that she, like, spends time with Christ daily, and it's so evident in the way that she treats the people around her, in the way that she speaks, in the way that she carries herself. So I appreciate that about her so much. And I think one of my greatest examples of that is Meredith and I competed against each other in the 200 a few times before state and at state, and there was never a single moment where I felt any like tension between the two of us. I think it just speaks to who Meredith is as a person, and it makes me so thankful for the teammates that I have on my team, just because I don't think that would have happened on other teams, and Meredith and I got to do it together so joyfully. It was never to beat the other person. It was never with that kind of a mindset. It was like, oh my goodness, we get to run the 200 together. This is so exciting. Like, we're going to push each other. It would be jokes beforehand and jokes afterhand. And like, it was never about how it turned out or how it went.
Despite the many relationships that Meredith has built and strengthened in her time at Pella Christian, all good stories come to an end. And as Van Wyk turns the page to a new chapter, she looks forward to her final high school track season.
It's definitely going to be very emotional because I have a lot of love for this team, but we're really going to try and find all the joy in each and every moment and try and avoid pressures, because there can be a little bit of that as we're trying to defend a team title. We're just going to try and keep it lighthearted and remember why we're out running on the track and that we don't have to get caught up in anxieties and pressures, but do it out of love and joy and passion.
Van Wyk is far from finished as a runner. She plans to continue her track career at the collegiate level.
Looking forward to the future as a senior can be overwhelming, but also really exciting because, you know, the Lord has a lot of good things in store. My plans right now are to go to Dort University and run track and study psychology.
As Meredith leaves behind her legacy at Pella Christian High School, she also hopes to share lessons that she has learned over time to younger runners and athletes alike as they begin their journeys and delve into the realm of high school sports.
A lot of things that I would say to my younger self, a lot of things that coaches have taught me along the way. I'd say just love it. Love your sport or anything you're doing, honestly. Do it with a smile, do it with a passion, and do it with the joy of the Lord, because there's no purpose in getting so overwhelmed and stressed out about it and taking it seriously to a point of losing the joy. And while these things are important to you and are a big part of your character, they don't need to bring those anxieties onto you. And so it's good to value those things, but it's good to remember also, maybe we need a rest day. Maybe we need to go out for ice cream. Maybe we need to do those things because you're still more than an athlete, even though you value that and it's important.
For KNIA, KRLS Sports, and this feature about Pella Christian state champion Meredith Van Wyk, I'm Julia Schmaltz.
We'll have more of today's Lately Radio Sports page coming up on KNIA, KRLS.